Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, Angel Protocol hosts a space chatting with Coleman UST about his experience on the ground in the Ukraine. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Al, we're just giving it a couple minutes for people to roll in here, and then we can kick it off with our good Sir Coleman to talk a little bit about his experience on the ground.
Yeah, that sounds good, Chauncey. Yeah, no worries. I'm pretty much good to go, so all good. I actually, when you spoke to me a couple of days ago about just setting this kind of impromptu spaces up, I thought that you guys were having a spaces, like one of your fixed weekly spaces, and you were just kind of having me on. And then I saw the spaces queue with my name at the top, and I thought, oh my Lord.
Yeah. I'm sorry to put the spotlight on you, but I mean, if you're going to go do hero things, you have to get some hero attention, sir. I know that you would not use that word for yourself, but I'm going to use it quite willingly with you.
Cool. No worries. I've just, I must have done, I think, 15, 20 spaces, for the lunar balls and stuff. And for some reason today, I've got sweaty palms, and it never happened to me before. I think because, usually the spotlight's on the project, and I prefer it that way, to be honest.
Hey, well, the project in this case is the people of Ukraine, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the stuff that I've been seeing is just horrifying. Like, we knew the situation was bad in general, but some of the war crimes footage coming out is really just gut-wrenching, to say the least.
Yeah, I've been pretty shocked over the last few days myself, just seeing that come out as well. I don't know anyone from that area, and I've not had any contact with anyone from that village or that particular area in Ukraine. So, thank goodness, really, that I wouldn't know what to say if I were to have that interaction with someone from that area. I just feel very, very sorry for those people. The family that we have in our home here, staying with us, they're from a place just next to the river called. I'm going to try and say it properly, but it's called Chukasa. That's where they're from. And, these are the most just absolutely lovely, wonderful human beings, probably, that, I've had the privilege of meeting. And, I'm not a young guy, so I've met a few human beings in my time. But they, I'm not exaggerating. It's just such a pleasure to have them as house guests and to have them, among my family. And to think... that could have possibly happened to them, or people who they know or family of theirs, it doesn't bear thinking about, to be honest with you. It's beyond comprehension for me to think that someone would do such a thing. But apparently that is what's been happening, so it's not good.
So what inspired you to go out there in the first place? I mean, it's a pretty significant thing to actually fly out to Ukraine to do work on the front lines. I mean, how did that come about?
Well, I'll be completely honest with you, just to set the record straight, is that I've got a place out in Poland. So my wife is Polish, so I have a connection to a neighboring country. We are in Poland for a considerable amount of time during the year. Lately, we've been here an awful lot because we're building a house actually out here with an intention to move here permanently. That's kind of the goal. So for the last year, we've kind of been here full time, really, just sort of building our home. And then all of this, obviously, you know, war broke out in a neighboring country. And so it wasn't a case of me jumping on a plane at Heathrow and leaving my family behind. It was a case of jumping in a car. And I think it's for that reason that I got involved, because it's on my doorstep. You know, it's a stone's throw away. And, you know, and I just thought, I can't sit here and see this unfolding and not do something about it. And I get this. People say to me, like within the terror communities, but especially, they often say, like, you know, oh, thanks very much for what you're doing. You know, we really appreciate it. And I say, look, I'll be completely honest. I think you, or 99% of the people that I speak to on terror, if you were in my situation and you were building your home for your family in a neighboring country, and it was a 2-hour drive away from this absolutely horrific situation, and you knew you could do something about it, you would do exactly the same thing, you know. So, you know, it's not that I did something I feel that's particularly unusual. I did what I think everyone would do if they were in my situation, to be honest.
That's beautiful, man. And yeah, I mean, I would like to think the same. I don't know, like, what you're doing, I think, is still a little bit next level. But it is inspiring. I think it's a Fred Rogers quote of look for the helpers, like in times of tragedy. And one thing, you can say a lot of negative things about humanity, especially in light of what's happening in Ukraine right now, but something that's consistent is people come together in times of trial like this. And, you know, we're able to throw away our more petty differences and really work towards a common goal. And it's sad that it takes tragedies to highlight and bring people together that way, but it is something that happens again and again, and it is inspiring in its own way, in the same way that the actual events unfolding could be considered quite defeating and negative. But, you know, actions like yours and other people on the ground here, I think, give all of us hope that that there are good people out there, and the good fight is being fought, so...
definitely. I'm a true believer in that the good people out there definitely outweigh the bad, you know, in my experience, and certainly in my experience lately in doing this. You know, you've got a, in my opinion, a very small minority that are doing something absolutely horrific, and there are just hundreds and hundreds of millions of other people on the planet that absolutely condemn what they're doing. So, you know, the percentages are there, you know, good versus evil. We win at the end of the day. So, you know, hopefully just, you know, the help that we can give and what we can do, you know, just brings it to an end as quickly as possible, really. I just think, you know, I just want it to end, you know, personally. That would be the best possible outcome for the situation presently, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's really cool for the community too, to see actual like leaders of different projects step up. Like, you've been affiliated with Lunables since as long as I can remember Lunables. And they are one of, if not the most generous Angel Alliance partner in terms of donating, you know, mint proceeds, secondary sales revenue. And then with Ukraine, you know, there's both a custom Lunable Angel Ukraine colored bull that is the funny thing is, it wasn't even intentional at the time, but that's something that was gifted over that we're trying to give away to help promote some donations to refugee orgs on the ground there. And Lunables also did that beautiful sunflower with the Luna in the middle, animated NFT that everyone receives for donating. So, and any metric you look at the Lunables, from their initial launch to their continued support to people like you who are actually going on the ground to do amazing work. I mean, it just, it speaks volumes for the whole team and the community of Terra at large.
Yeah, not only he on the ground, but Luna Bulls also donated $97,000 for the Ukraine initiative. It's pretty amazing. Right now we're at 187,000, 720 different donations so far. And it's just amazing that you're on the ground, but also you were able to donate that much through the Luna Bulls. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm absolutely honored to be affiliated with them and obviously be involved in Luna Bulls from the beginning. It's a funny story, really, because at the time when I decided to get involved with the situation on the ground as such, I was full on with Luna Bulls. We'd just come off the back of the Tesseract launch, actually the Tesseract Mint, and we were going to be really busy. We just finished a massive brainstorming session on what was going to be the next steps and the next moves. And, you know, I contributed quite a few ideas to that and was really looking forward to following through with a lot of those. And then obviously this situation happened and I watched it like everyone else on TV unfold and made the decision that I was going to get involved. And I kind of just went AWOL for a few days from the project. And then I came back and, you know, Fizzy didn't say a word. And I just said, look, I'm really sorry, but I kind of need to do this. Bearing in mind, we just come off the back of the Tesseract drop with loads in the pipeline. We were going to be mega busy. And all the guys on the team are all completely, that's just so supportive. Like, I mean, TZM, who is just an absolute legend on that team, messaged me constantly for the first week that I was away and for the second week that I was away, just saying like, don't worry, dude, I got this, dude. Don't worry, man, I got this, you know. And, you know, without exaggeration, I have to say, if it wasn't for Luna Bulls, I would definitely not be able to do any of this. So, you know, those guys there, particularly Fizzy, I mean, he's just one of the most generous, down-to-earth, kind people that I've ever met. And, you know, they've all supported me 1,000% doing this without question, which speaks volumes. You know, it speaks volumes, because a lot of projects would have just gone, you know what, dude, if you're not interested in the project, then bye. But they just supported me from the minute I decided to do it and until present time now. So, yeah, even so much as saying a Fizzy contacted me yesterday and said, oh, dude, do you need me to get your ticket to Austin? I was like, mate. I was like, no, it's cool. I'll get it sorted. But I mean, these guys are just so, so generous and just so genuine and 100% supportive. It's great. I'm honored to be a part of that project. Really am.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. So could you help? And I'm sorry if you've been over this too many times already, but could you help us just understand like the perspective from the ground, like what you're doing day to day and kind of the things you've been seeing there?
Yeah, sure. I mean, initially, how it all came about in the first when I first decided to become involved, it was kind of a friend said, would you be willing to drive to Kiev and pick up a friend of mine's family and bring them to Warsaw? And I was like, yeah, sure, I could do that. And then, you know, getting involved in that initially and then getting involved in taking and then realizing that the greater need was on the border as the evacuation started to really, heat up, or really sort of build up. I started to realize that the greater need were on the border crossings, particularly in Poland itself. So, yeah, you know, I kind of made some notes here because I thought you might ask me because, you know, I feel that there's like different categories of refugees that you meet, and a lot of the people that you meet, some of them have like a total plan in place, like they're totally organized. They've got a car, they've got family, they've got money, they know they've got relatives in a neighboring country, and they're just got, you know, they don't need assistance and they're just on their way. So they're kind of, you know, just passing through, maybe stop for a cup of tea and then sort of, you know, be on their journey. And then there's others who are, you know, not well off at all when they were living in Ukraine, perhaps not even working or supported by their husband who was working. So, you know, a lot of those people, they don't have savings. Maybe they've got like a small amount of savings, but not very much money that would aid them in traveling, you know, particularly to another country in Europe. So even if they have got a relative, which a lot of them do, they travel to the border with a kind of purpose, or you know, they're coming not... you know, they're coming there knowing that they've got a relative either in Poland or in Germany or further afield. And then they need some assistance with transport and they need some assistance with sustenance. You know, they need some food. So they need help temporarily for food. And then they perhaps need assistance with transport and travel as well, which is being organized by so many amazing people there on the border as well, you know, with regards to transporting people all over Europe, not just throughout Poland. So that they're, you know, they're doing that. And let's not forget bus services, train services, everything that's been put on for free as well by the Polish government, not just taking them to stations throughout Poland, but taking them to, you know, through to other countries as well, through to Berlin and other cities. So, yeah, I mean, so you've got those types of refugees, but you've also got the refugees that have fled with literally a bag or, you know, two bags, some with no bags. And those are the ones that really have, you know, that need full support. They need transport, they need shelter, and they need food. So they need the three main, you know, I would say, let's say life critical things. They need those three things. So it's those guys that come through. And at the moment I have, you know, it's largely, you know, quietened down from what it was before. I would say quietened down. They are still coming over, you know, a lot. But initially there was a massive influx of people coming across, which really were in that position where they needed all of those three things. And yeah, I mean, they're bewildered. You know, when you meet any refugees coming across, regardless of their situation, whether they're secure financially, they know where they're going, they know what their plans are, or whether they have nothing at all, and they fled their home, which is potentially now in ruins. There's kind of a bewilderment about them and a shock. There's like a disbelief of the situation they are in, and a kind of disbelief of, I guess of the catalyst for that situation. So, you know, none of them can believe that, like, Russia's doing this. Like, why are they doing this to us? That's like one of the things you hear almost more so than any other thing you hear is, you know, why. They just don't understand why Russia would do that. So yeah, that's the situation that I kind of have witnessed firsthand and have dealt with. And I'll let you talk now because I've kind of been going on a massive, great big monologue. So maybe you want to jump in.
Yeah, I mean, this is super, super helpful just in terms of kind of setting the scene. Are you actually like hosting people at your house currently or like doing like...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, what we've done now is I made a decision probably it was about... a week or two ago, I'd heard of from some guys at the border of this amazing Polish lady who turned her hotel into a refugee center. She was feeding all of the people from her own pocket but had problems financially to continue running it. And I heard about that one and several other ones like that. And so, yeah, I mean, we've got families. We have families living with us here in our. I'm very fortunate that in our house we've got an annex to the house as well. It's like a guest house, I guess, when people want to come over and stay with us. And so we've got families in there at the moment staying with us. And as I said in the beginning of the spaces when we first started talking, they are just amazing. You know, just such lovely people. We've got a lady with her 14-year-old daughter, and we've got another lady who is with her sister, and then she's leaving actually in a couple of days because she's going on to relatives, but we're hoping that maybe we can potentially help another couple as well. But they as I said to you when we first started talking, her daughter is such a bright young lady. She's a gifted mathematician. She's intelligent, bright, funny, clever. Her mum has been an accountant in the same company for 26 years. I mean, these are just normal people like me and you, you know. And yeah, it's shocking for me to see and witness the situation that they found themselves in. It really is. But yeah.
So, I mean, for the people listening in either live or via our friends later for Terra Spaces, what ways can people help, right? Because, you know, on the Angel Protocol side, we've set up this Ukraine refugee relief portal. We made the decision early on. We didn't want to support actual military efforts so much as this ongoing refugee crisis. But those are, you know, established nonprofit organizations doing work on the ground. And we're going to hear from some more of them later this week. But with your efforts, right, I mean, is there a wallet? Is there a way that people can help contribute to your direct efforts on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for mentioning that, Chauncey, because obviously I'm here to support what you guys are doing first and foremost as well, because what you're doing is I'm a massive advocate of what Angel does. You know, I think the model that you guys have created in terms of endowment style giving, where give once, give forever, it is the future. It is the way to fix the situation as opposed to Band-Aid. Having said that, yes, what I'm doing is immediate and extremely effective, and we don't really have time to set up endowments or anything like that in this situation. We really just got to get, you know, my butt in the car, out into the distributors, buying meat, buying vegetables, buying fruit, buying, you know, cured meats and dairy products, and literally, you know, loading the car up and physically driving that into refugee centers and distributing that into the kitchens there and to the lovely Ukrainian people who are all volunteering throughout those centers in the kitchens and stuff. So, you know, from my point of view, if you guys, if anyone out there wants to help us, wants to help me, my wife, who's my partner on this, and she's been just absolutely amazing. But if you are putting up with me doing this, you can imagine. So yeah, there's a wallet address on my pinned. I pinned one of the videos that I made from the last run that I did on my Twitter. I actually just thought about it to do it today. So there is a pinned video on there, and at the bottom of that thread, there is a wallet address there. So if anyone wanted to, you know, donate to us, please do message me, send me a DM if you send anything, because I know that a lot of people don't like it, but I do like to call out people that have helped me to do this, because I think it's just a nice thing to do, to be able to say thank you publicly to some of the people that are sending us Luna or UST. And every single UST that they're sending us is helping massively, as you'll see from some of my videos. You know, it's really going a long way.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. All right. I don't know if anyone, you know, there's a lot more that I want to talk about here, but I also want to make this interactive. I'm not sure if there's anyone in the call right now that has any questions for Coleman or for Angel. And in the interim, while we wait for anyone who might have questions, Shrey or Kevin, actually, yeah, either one of you gentlemen, would you be able to speak a little bit to the ongoing NFT raffles, which Lunables and other projects have contributed to, and kind of what the current status is with that?
I can jump on that if Shrey doesn't want to. Yeah, I think so. So we've been doing a raffle since it started, and we've had over 11 different NFTs from all the different projects that have donated to it. And then we've been running daily draws against every UST that gets donated as a raffle ticket. And then we choose based on that. And then we've been airdropping them every night. And it's been going really well. I think I said earlier, but we're at 720 different donations, and we're at 170,000 total, which is pretty amazing. And by April 8th is the end, and that's when we'll do the tier one galactic, the galactic punk that Chauncey has, which we're pretty excited about.
Excellent. Yeah, so that's running through for I think till the end of the week here. So anyone who donates is eligible to win my current PFP, which is the tier 7 galactic angel, one of 4 in existence. It's not something you can really buy, right? It's something you have to earn through charitable actions. So please, you know, support the causes overall. Enjoy any NFT upside that you might get from that. Obviously not the focus here, but just want to give a shout out to all the different teams who have contributed, because it's been around the Terra community. Narm from Terrans did a couple custom one-of-one Ukraine Terran maxis, male and female, which look quite beautiful. There are a number of other ones. So Pax Main is on the call here. He had a custom one that he is giving away, and whoever wins that can actually have it renamed under their name. A bunch of other projects as well.
If you guys go to ukraine.angelprotocol.io, you'll see the one that Lunables created. The everybody that donates to the campaign will get airdropped this sunflower with the Terra in the middle. It's super beautiful. It's just got this subtle animation going back and forth. But yeah, go to ukraine.angelprotocol.io to see that one. And then that'll also put you in the raffle for the remaining NFTs that are yet to be distributed.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm looking forward to receiving my my sunflower. I think Fizzy did an absolutely amazing job on them. They look really, really nice. What I wanted to say about what we're doing in terms of, you know, physically getting food and supplies into the refugee centers is that it's grown organically in the Terra community, which is something really, really, you know, it's quite impressive. It's an awesome thing what's happened, because, you know, initially when I started doing what I was doing, going out there, I thought it would be interesting to upload a video, and I thought it would just be something interesting. You know, this is what I'm up to, this is what I'm doing, and here's a video. Isn't it cool? You know, I'm running around, we're doing this stuff, and keeping busy. And I had no intent. Like, at that point, we hadn't asked anyone to donate anything at all. We hadn't said, there wasn't even a wallet. It wasn't possible. And you know, I put these things up. My wife said, you know, you should put them up. I think they're interesting. I think the rest of the community might be interested to see what you're up to, because maybe because they're wondering, why isn't Coleman's a bit absent from Lunar Balls? You know, what the hell is he doing? And so this is what I'm doing. And then it just organically started through the absolute awesomeness of the Terra community, because, you know, it started with one person reaching out and saying, oh, that's great what you're doing there, because I live in the States and, like, I'm nowhere near Ukraine. Is there any way that I can sponsor a trolley, like a trolley full of food, and you can just take it there for me? Can you do that? And I was like, yeah, absolutely, I could do that. Yeah, I was thinking, in fact, initially I was like, oh, I can't really do that. I'm not sure, dude. You know, I'm not really set up for that. You know, we don't have a wallet address. We don't, like, I'm not a charity. I'm not really set up for this. And then, of course, my wife, being the reasonable one between all of us, said, what are you doing? And of course, just make a wallet address and say, yes, you know, this is an awesome thing. You know, it's going to take some financial pressure off of us and off of the refugee centers. If you can get some donations, then it's going to be amazing. And then so the organic growth then started about from that. And now, of course, you know, we've got, I think, $8,500 plus some, about 9 Lunar in the wallet at the moment. And we, last week was the first week where the donations fully exceeded the requirement. So, you know, we're in a position now where we're actually building balance, which is an awesome position to be in. It means that we are feeding over 220 people every week without my wife or myself having to subsidize the wallet right now. So yeah, an amazing position to be in. And that's, again, speaks volumes about the Terra community and just how awesome everyone is here. Just a different class, absolute different class.
That's amazing. Yeah, to parallel that, as you're going in to help, the night that the invasion happened, we had an Alliance member of a troop who did his NFTs collection on Secret and then donated over to Angel. And he put out a message the night of, saying that, hey, we're in a bunker. I don't know what's happening. I need help. And the entire Terra community rallied around him, got him a Terra address set up, was able to donate. And we got updates constantly from him. And he was able to get to safety after, I think, almost 14 days in the bunker there. And he's safe today, just connected with him. And his friend is Russian, and she just launched an NFT collection that will be donate 50% going to the Ukrainian efforts as well. So it's amazing to see the Terra community. You know, we just put out a post and instantly people jump on and want to help.
I love that. And it really has been all around from all angles. I forget the gentleman's name, but there is actually a Russian composer who listed some of his actual music compositions on Talis for all proceeds to go to Ukraine. So really just everyone coming together on all fronts. And it's what we all love about this Terra community, right? It's why Angel's building here. There's just a very strong, I won't even just like limit it to charitable energy. It's a kind energy, right? People like to work together. We see each other as one community. We rally together when the needs arise. And anytime there has been an acute need, the community has come together to
you know, raise a lot of funds, do actual action on the ground, promote the different opportunities to contribute, and, you know, just feel very grateful and blessed to be part of this community. And not the least, you, Sir Coleman.
Yeah, I absolutely second that. If you look at, for example, Marek, who's a lootable, an iced out ball holder, what he's just done for Skeleton Punks, you know, in terms of that as well. I've never seen or witnessed anything like that happen on any other chain. It's just, yeah, we're definitely something very different going on in Terra, that's for sure. a different class of individual, I think, here. We are very lucky, extremely.
So do we have any questions from the crowd? Is there anything else that we want to touch on for today's spaces? I mean, I really just wanted to have the opportunity to highlight some of the amazing work you're doing, Coleman. I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, that we have people actually on the ground doing this. And yeah, I mean, you can say anyone would have done the same, but you're the one on the front lines letting people know what's going on, sharing with the community. And I feel like raising that exposure is one of the most important things you can do. And it's not a small thing. And kudos to your wife, right? You know, we having that kind of support structure to say, yeah, you know, we're just going to start, you know, housing refugees at our house and spending all of our time driving around supplies and making sure people are fed. And it's easy to say that you would do that, but, you know, often life gets in the way and it's, oh, well, we still have XYZ commitments or this, and to drop all of that and say, you know, we need to answer the call to action. You know, it is quite significant. So just want to say thank you again, sir.
Yeah, very much. Thanks for setting that example.
Cheers, Kevin. Thanks, John C. Yeah. Yeah. What can I say? Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm humbled. Like I'm privileged to be in this position that I'm able to do it. I really am. So, yeah, it's been a great experience. I would just say that the Polish people, if there are Polish people listening, or they will listen to this chat later, I wanted to say, do you mind if I quickly say something to those guys?
Please do. Yeah, please do.
Okay, so I just want to say to the Polish guys, the Prussian Bobomir Popolska nie jest perfect, ale będzie spróbować. Ja nie urodziłem w Polsce, ale moje dzieci urodziły tutaj. I ja jestem bardzo dumny, bo Polska jest najfajniejszy kraj na całym świecie, naprawdę. I Polaków ma duże serce. Bardzo dziękuję. That's my message to all the Polish guys, people out there, because they are awesome.
Can we get a translation? What was it?
Yeah, I just basically said that, I firstly apologize for my Polish, but I said that I wasn't born in Poland, but my children were, and that I'm very proud that Poland is one of the best countries in the world, if not the best, and I mean it. And I said the Polish people have very, very big hearts, and I thank them.
Beautiful. Well, you're displaying the big heart, that's for sure.
I have never lived in Poland, but I have had the pleasure of visiting on three or four occasions for different work-related travel, and it's really an incredible spirit there overall. Like, you look at the history of Poland, and it's just one of those, you know, often have had to incur the aggressions of outside forces and have been the definition of resilience. And even the story of, you know, Warsaw effectively being bombed to the ground, and then the government committing to rebuilding buildings that were over 6 bricks tall, and then the community going out at night and just building up, like stacking bricks on top of buildings to try and get things reconstructed and back again. But I mean, talk about a people who have just been through hell and have just, you know, continually stood up and reasserted their sovereignty, their spirit. And then to take that a step forward and say, hey, you know, there's other countries around that are undergoing these kinds of things. We've been there. We want to be there for you. You know, it saddens my heart when countries are anti-refugee, and I understand the politics of it and the issues it can cause for local populations. But at the end of the day, we're all one human race. And, you know, the people that are undergoing this in Ukraine, it could be, you know, your wife, your sister, your daughter, son, husband, father. So I just, you know, it's, again, inspiring overall. And I hope that more countries can take that kind of approach of opening their borders when the need calls for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I I don't know. I should have, you know, I've been really busy, and unfortunately, like, I knew you were doing this spaces, and it was quite an impromptu thing, and I apologize that I should have marketed it a little bit better and perhaps retweeted it a bit more among, you know, on my channel and stuff like that, sort of tried to get a bit more interest. But I think I just wanted to say, like, it, just to kind of sum up, that if you're there in the States or UK or another country, you're not here. And you want me to be your arms and legs, then I'm happy to buy the food. You know, if you guys are willing to donate to it, then I will deliver it. Basically, I just want to kind of leave with that message, really. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, make sure to check out his latest video with the wallet address to help with that. That's on his Twitter profile.
All right. So if there's no other questions or comments, you know, just land with a final call to action here. So please, you know, go to Coleman's page, donate directly to his cause, actual lunatic on the ground doing the work needed. And then to support overall refugee organizations that are helping in Ukraine. We have, you know, three amazing organizations highlighted on the ukraine.angelprotocol.io portal. All donations made directly through that portal get split across all three organizations. Half goes to fund their efforts immediately. Half goes to their endowment to fund the continued relief efforts required after some of this dies away from media attention, which is really one of the tragedies of these kind of situations, right? They dominate the news cycle while they do, and then people quickly look away. So hopefully with endowments, that funding will remain for the organizations that need it, doing the work on the ground. And, you know, from the Angel side, I don't know how the community will vote on it, but I think I'm going to propose something to send some funds from our Angel AP endowment, which is really community owned by Halo holders, to see if we can send some directly to you, Coleman, because, you know, love the endowments, love the organizations we're supporting. But, you know, we've raised a good amount of money for them, and I'd love to get some over to you as well.
I second that for sure.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's there for, you know.
Well, that would be absolutely phenomenal, guys. And, you know, yeah, well, I'm blown away. So, yeah, if you can do anything at all, that would be absolutely phenomenal. Just as a side note, I do upload, I've got a Google spreadsheet, which I upload all the donations and all of the, you know, the cost of the food next to that, and the receipts I photograph and I upload as well. I know I probably don't need to say, hopefully I don't need to say that, but, you know, we live in that kind of world. So it's very much open, and I want anyone who wants to log in there, there's a link, they can just, anyone can log in there and sort of have a look at what's going in, what's coming out, and that sort of thing. Get it, you know, it's all open there.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. And again, you know, go donate on the portal, win NFTs. It's by far the least important thing that we're talking about here, but it's always nice to have some upside for your generosity and the all of the teams that came together to provide the actual assets for it. Just a huge thank you to all of them as well. Just another sign of the community coming together. But thank you, Coleman. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. And yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me. One last thank you just to the UK lunatics who have sent donations as well. Those guys are absolutely incredible. So just one last thanks to those guys. Cheers, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks for all your work, Coleman. See you guys.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Angel Protocol hosting a space chatting with Coleman.ust about his experience helping out on the ground in the Ukraine. Recorded on Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Angel Protocol. Now, I know they're not a sponsor, but we should definitely give them a shout out. And if while listening to this space, you were like, damn, I can't go to the Ukraine, but I want to help. Well, Angel allows you to do that. You can go to ukraine.angelprotocol.io and you can donate there. So huge shout out to all the support that they're giving everyone. Angel Protocol, a huge cornerstone in the Terra ecosystem. So thank you for all your support. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Intern Productions proudly presents Remix! Let's go. Chill. My lunatics. Ha, ha, ha. Throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel this shit right here. Don't run. Yeah, terabytes, I see you. Luna Blue party on. Terra Spaces, we out here. I don't give a fuck about your profits, cause we think bigger. We from Luna Land, man, where we making the figures. Kids starving, love to fill up their plates. Half the people in the world got a frown on their face. It's a cold world, we making nice. Screw a milli for a car, let's change a life. Got the angel car parked in front of the building. Terra Ave, Angel Protocol is legit, let's get rid of the bad. The world's struggling, it's too much to cope with. Bankers and market makers like us to choke your shit. Should be called armed robbery, extortion, or maybe grand larceny. We do it all, we put the pieces to the puzzle, just as long as it takes all of our people here to end the struggle. Came out the gate on some Doquan shit. World's better with the army of the lunatics. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Bye bye to the greedy, so long to the slizzy. Lunatics stay breezy, St. John stay flizzy. I got a minute, ain't I'm on Columbus 5. And I just staked an angel I can give till I die. With a Terra Squad jacket, about to mint a galactic. Lunatics on chain, snap it back like elastic. We angels, and angels don't hoard our goodies. So never mind, we sneaking it with Luna Loot hoodies. Listen, we don't pay admission, take 5 bouncers, never check us. And we walk around the metal detectors, and there ain't even a need for VIP section. The middle class, now the new 1%, so check it. People like the halo, so start relaxing. Let's hold a discussion about this terror chain reaction. If subpoenas are your thing, better pull the trigger. Gotta serve the Dow and make the Southern District bigger. Semi-angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Say my angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Come on, yeah, the world living better now. Luna loot sweater now. Angels help you drive through any weather now. See, it ain't right when you hoard your millions. That's why I sport the halo, spreading good feelings. You can find lunatics at all types of shit. Out in Vegas, front row, fighting rugs and shit. If bad time comes, then just take your stake back. Cause you can gift without losing, let's create stacks. If UST breaks the peg, it ain't gonna roast ya. Burning Luna, put the peg back where it's supposed to. Not even Doe alone could get it back. So talk to the Dow, now your bank is whack. Can't keep telling me sharing wealth is for suckers. Matter of fact, if that's true, I'll be a fucking sucker. Not even Nakamoto could imagine this. Lunatics making sure we win the championship. Come on. See, my angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Say my angels don't dance, we just take a stance and lock a Luna away. And then give back, give back, give back, give back. Jim, Intern Capital, Luna Band, Terra Squad, Don't Want Forever, Chauncey St. Jason, yeah, Web3 is ours, come on.
Cosmos, Solana, Avalanche, Matt Lee. Peace out. Channel Spaces.